Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode one of the Busy Season Podcast. I am your host, Matt Bailey. I wanted to thank you all, first of all, for giving this podcast a listen. This is our first episode, and we're really excited about starting this. The reason behind this podcast, the reason behind starting it, is I wanted to be able to reach out to people and talk to them about certain issues. And the reason I'm naming this Busy Season Podcast is because I am an accountant by trade, and that's one of our big things that we have, especially as a tax preparer, is busy season, essentially a time where work kind of consumes your life. And before I actually entered the accounting profession, when I was in college getting my accounting degree, you would hear these horror stories of people talking about busy season and how they worked 90 hours and they have no life and it just consumes everything and it's just awful. And I went through my first true busy season, which is typically January through April, which is when your taxes are due as a business or as an individual. And I honestly didn't think it was that bad. And granted, I'm not at a big four accounting firm. I'm at a middle market accounting firm, so I may have a little lighter workload. But even with that, I felt like I was able to effectively manage my schedule and get around there. So I wanted to talk to you all about several different things on this podcast. First of all, I just wanted to be able to use this as a way to communicate with different people and to reach out, network, and share different stories. Secondly, I wanted to talk about success. That's one big thing that I feel like in this day and age, especially as a person who just recently graduated college, I graduated in 2016, I feel like success is something, it's a term that gets thrown around a lot, and nobody really knows what success is. You know, you see the Hollywood actors with the fancy cars, big houses, lots of money, and that's typically what we associate with success. But I want to talk about different ways that people can be successful and how success, there is no one true definition of it. So I wanted to go ahead and start off with a quote here from Jim Rohn, and he says, "Success is nothing more than a few simple disciplines practiced every day." And I think that holds very true to what success is. I think success can be anything that you want to be. It could be as simple as waking up early in the morning and making your bed. You could consider that success if you do that every day. You know, somebody may say, oh, I want to pack my kids healthy lunches every day. And they wake up 30 minutes earlier to do that to get it. And they might spend an extra hour every Sunday making a grocery list, driving to the grocery store, and going and buying the healthier food rather than just giving their kids $20 for the week to go buy lunch. So I think with this episode of the podcast, we're not going to make it super long today, just as it's the first one, and they'll get longer as time goes on. I'm looking to kind of keep a schedule of about one podcast every week to 2 weeks. Nothing too crazy right now as I'm still working full time. But as the podcast hopefully grows and develops, we can get some guests on here to talk about different things. And we can kind of get different topics. Also hoping that I can start interacting with you all out there. We do have a Twitter account right now. It is at Busy Season Pod. Again, that's at Busy Season Pod. We couldn't fit podcast on there. Twitter just doesn't allow it. It's too long. But anyways, getting back to success, I feel like it's one of those things, you know, especially going to college, people say, oh, you need to go to college for 4 years. You need to get a degree. You need to come out with a job, and then you're going to buy a car, buy a house, get married, have kids, and that's a successful life. And in all reality, I feel like that doesn't necessarily mean that you are successful. You could have all that and be absolutely miserable and consider yourself a failure. You know, you might have all that and just be like, I'm not successful. I'm working a job that I hate. I drive a car that I hate. I live in a house that I don't like. I mean, hopefully you don't not like your wife. I mean, granted, people do get divorced and that does happen, but hopefully you've gotten to know the person a little bit better than that before you get married, and things don't happen throughout the marriage that cause it to deteriorate. But I've been struggling the past year or so trying to figure out what success is and what my vision of success is. And I'm still working to formulate it right now. But I mean, I want this podcast to be a place where we can share stories of people's success. We can talk about different tips and different tricks that people use to get it. And I'm not talking about the YouTubers that say, oh, use this hack to be successful and you can make $1 million. I'm not here to teach you how to make $1 million. I'm here to share experiences and things that I've done that I think have helped me be more successful. And I'd also love to hear from all of you and your experience and what you've done to make you feel successful. So in my current situation right now, I currently live at home with my parents still. I haven't moved out of the house yet after college. I did a little bit of a different route with college. I went to my four-year traditional college to get my undergraduate degree, but then with accounting, you have to get 150 credits. So I came out of my undergrad with about 130. So I did community college for a year and picked up the rest of my credits. And then I also did a one-year master's program and just wrapped that up. So I've been dealing with school and living at home, and the schools that I went to were closer to my home, so it made sense to live there. And, you know, you get to save a little money. Thanks, Mom and Dad, for letting me stay rent-free for right now. But I am planning to move out, and that's one big step in my life that I am going to be considered successful, in my opinion, is being able to move out and support myself, whether it's with a roommate or by myself. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, that's so simple, you know, just moving out. But for me personally, that's a big thing. I've been living at home now for about 2 years, and so I feel like, oh, in my next step along my journey to be successful is to move out, start supporting myself, and to really, you know, test my budgeting skills and, you know, make sure that I can be responsible with the salary that I have from my job. Because right now, my expenses don't include rent expense, which is going to be a big chunk of my expense. So I hope that we can continue to learn and grow on this, and we can talk about lots of great things on this podcast. And I'm really hoping that I can just share experiences, and hopefully you guys can learn something new and I can learn something new from you all. But I wanted to really focus this first episode on just, you know, getting to know what this podcast is about and kind of just a general overview of where I think I should take it. And hopefully it grows and develops as we keep going. But getting back to our discussion about success, you know, you see a lot of these people, especially on YouTube ads, saying, oh, you're not doing this and you need to be successful. And I'm not saying that they're not successful people, but a lot of the times it's, oh, here's this one trick, do this and you'll be successful. And that's not success. Success is years and years of hard work and dedication and discipline. And that's one thing that I think a lot of people nowadays don't realize is in this age of instant gratification, we always want it now. And I'm not saying that that's necessarily a bad thing, but in some cases it definitely can be. I especially notice people my age, I'm 24 right now, we tend to want things right now. When 20, 30 years ago, or when our parents were our age or close to our age, it didn't happen. They didn't have the internet. They didn't have Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. And those tools are great. Don't get me wrong. I have all of them myself. I use them fairly regularly and they're great, but it's everything's at the tips of our fingers now. Amazon, you want something, you can order it. And in some places you can get it in 2 hours. And that's awesome. You know, before you used to have to drive to the store and do that, but I feel like it's also altered our perception of how things work in this world. You know, you can't just graduate college and be like, oh, I'm going to make $1 million this year. It just doesn't work that way. You can't graduate with a degree in accounting like I did and say, I'm making $1 million this year. Granted, if you put in the hard work and you open up your own firm and you start selling to clients and you pass your certified public accountants exam and you work your butt off for a year, yeah, it's definitely possible to make $1 million. I mean, or you win the lottery. Yeah, you can make $1 million, but you're not going to just do that by just going to bed and waking up in the morning. You have to have a plan. You have to prepare. You have to have a strategy and a goal. And I think that's one thing that a lot of people my age are missing nowadays is this, oh, I need to have a plan and actually go for it. And that's the thing. People have all these goals. I hear people all the time my age saying, oh, I'm doing this and I'm doing that and I'm doing that. I'm like, that's great. And you know what? Then, you know, 6 months later, I might see them again. I'll be like, oh, hey, how did XYZ go? And they're like, oh, yeah, I gave up on that. It didn't work after a week. And I said, a week? That how could you have told if that was long enough? They're like, oh, well, the first thing didn't go right, so I just trashed it. I think in my head to myself, I don't really say it out loud to them, but to myself, I say, well, gosh, if everybody just gave everything a week, then shoot, half people probably wouldn't be at their jobs. We probably wouldn't have nearly as many success stories as we have with things. You got to work hard at things here. You got to give it more than one shot. And I recently read a book by Bobby Bones called Fail Until You Don't. And the whole purpose of this book that he has is all the times that he's failed. You know, he said in the book, and I'm paraphrasing here, that he applied to something like 30 some odd radio stations and he got accepted to two. And those are just the ones that he remembers. And I mean, this guy now is a multi-country, nationally syndicated radio host who's a comedian. He's been on American Idol. He runs several shows, probably makes more money than I do in like 3 to 4 years in 1 year. But I mean, this guy worked hard. He's 39 now. He's been working at a radio station since he's 17. So for over half of his life, he's been working. And it's just in the past 5 years, things have really started clicking for him. So I mean, this guy was working. He was grinding and just working his butt off for 15, almost 20 years before anything even clicked. And he got that big jump. And that's one thing that I think a lot of people my age don't see, is all they see is just these people on Instagram saying, oh, look at me, I got this super fast car, I was able to do this or do that. And that's all that they see. They don't see the hard work that goes behind that. And granted, some of these people that are out there on Instagram and Facebook and YouTube and all that, they're renting this. They're fake. They're not real people. And I'm not trying to call anybody out specifically because I don't know their backgrounds. But there's just some people that they're just faking it to try and show you, oh, look, you can, you know, pay $1,000 to rent a nice speedboat and go out there with people on this crystal blue water. They don't actually own that. And granted, there are other people who are my age and they have worked their tail off. They might not have gone to college. They might have gone to a trade school and they're making $100,000 a year as a plumber or an electrician or as an AC person. And that's another viable option that I think a lot of people don't consider successful, which I'm not really sure why. I don't know if it's because it's a manual labor job and it's not a sexy job. You're not in an office in a suit going out on business lunches. You're down and dirty. But I mean, have you guys ever seen how much a plumber or an electrician or an air conditioning guy charges you when that stuff breaks? I mean, yeah, granted, some of that goes back to their company and some of it pays for the parts, but they make good money here, folks. And most of the time with those jobs, you can apply to them with no experience. They will train you for free. They pay for all of your training. You work while you train, so you get paid to go to school, first of all. They pay for it for you. And then you also get some type of paycheck on the side. And let's say after between 4 to 6 years, you are a fully licensed plumber, electrician, whatever, and you continue to work with them and you get great benefits, you make great money, and you have great hours. Have you ever tried to get a plumber or an electrician to come to your house on weekends? It's almost impossible unless you're willing to pay big dollars. So, I mean, there's lots of different ways to be successful here, but it requires work. And that's one thing that I think that we are missing a lot nowadays. And it's something that I'm hoping that we can talk about on this podcast and that we can, you know, kind of talk about different reasons why we feel that is and what ways we can kind of combat that. Especially in my age as a 24-year-old, it's tough to, you know, just see these people and say, oh, well, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And you kind of got to, you know, block it out. You got to be in your own head sometimes and just say, you know what, let them do them. I'm going to do me. And, you know, one thing I started doing when I started working November of this past year, is that I started waking up earlier. I felt like I wasn't having enough time in the day to do what I wanted to do. So I made a change to my schedule and I said, I need to wake up earlier. And I interned with this firm, I believe it was 2 years before I actually started my full-time job. So I kind of knew what the traffic was going to be like from my house and what the work schedule was. And so I'm typically at work at 8 o'clock, and that was the same schedule I kept when I was an intern. But when I was an intern, I would wake up probably at like 6:45, and I would leave my house at 7:15 to go to my job. And as an intern, I only worked Monday through Thursday, so it wasn't that big of a deal, and it was 8 weeks, so no big deal. But I am a real big fan of going to the gym, and I typically go to the gym somewhere between 5 to 6 times a week. You know, five times a week if I'm not going anywhere on the weekends. six times a week if I'm not going anywhere on the weekends, five times if I'm out of town and I don't have access to a gym. And I typically do a mix of swimming and lifting. But I felt like when I first started my job, I wasn't going to have the energy or the time or just the willingness to go to the gym after I worked. So I made the change to my schedule. I now wake up at 5:20 every Monday through Friday, and I go to the gym. Gym opens up at 5. I get there right about 5:50, 6 o'clock, somewhere in there. I get a good, solid 35 to 45 minute workout in there, and it's done. It's over with. I can cross that off my list. I don't have to worry about it. And that's something for me personally that I consider a success, that I can do that all those days. And it's become a habit of mine now. It was really hard when I first started trying to do it, but it's gotten easier as I go on. And yeah, there's some days where I just don't feel like doing it. And there are some days where I snooze and I don't get up. And, you know, you can't get mad at yourself for that and be like, oh, I'm a failure, and just give up like those people that say, oh, I'm going to do this new venture, and then they give up in a week. No, you just get right back on the horse the next day and keep doing it. And there's one social media personality. I guess they're really not a social media personality. Another podcast host, Jocko Willink. If any of you have ever heard of him, he does the Jocko podcast. He always talks about the path and the path to discipline. And, you know, when I have those days where I don't want to get up and I don't want to do it, I just think of him and what he says. And he says, just get up and do it and go through the motions. You know, it might not be pretty, it might not be fun, but you can get up and do it and you always feel better afterwards. And so that's just one small thing that I've made that I consider myself successful. And there's a lot of other moving pieces with it. Nobody's up at 5:20 in the morning to bug you. You're not getting text messages from friends, family, anything like that. You're not getting emails from coworkers asking you if this is done or that's done. And you really don't have to worry about much. You can kind of just focus on what you need to do. And I know a lot of other people out on the internet, they wake up early and they meditate, they read a book, they do this. And if you kind of study all of the true successful people, as we like to call it, the truly successful ones, as what we would in our society call stereotypically successful, like your Warren Buffetts or your Mark Cubans or anybody like that, they all wake up early. And granted, they might not all work out like I do. They might read, or they might meditate, or they may just research some stuff on business. You know, there's endless opportunities for what you can do and what you need to do to be successful. But I think a big key of being successful, as we like to say it, is you have to start with a goal. And now I'm not saying your goal is, oh, I want to make $1 million. Cool. That's a great goal. How are you going to do it? What are you going to do it? Like, you can't just say, I want to make $1 million. Like, that's great. I'd love to make $1 million right now. That's not going to happen with that goal. You need to specify with that goal as to what you're going to do to get yourself to $1 million, how you're going to do it, what's your timetable to do it. And then you also kind of want to have a fallback plan sometimes. You know, not saying that you have that to automatically saying you're not going to meet your goal, but, you know, have another idea in your head that if that goal doesn't work out, what's plan B? And, you know, with that goal, break it down. Don't just be like, oh, I'm going to make $1 million by selling, $10,000 or $100,000 worth of business every month to a customer. Okay, great. You've gotten a little more specific, but you still need smaller steps. You know, break it into manageable steps, because making $1 million, if that's your goal, that's a huge undertaking. And this isn't going to be all about money. That's just an easy example to throw out there. You know, people have lots of goals of how to be successful. You may want to be successful by being the best husband, boyfriend, mom, dad, aunt, uncle, whatever it is you can be, or be the best athlete on your football team, or be the best swimmer on your swim team. You know, I was a big swimmer when I was younger, and I still swim to exercise regularly. And so it can be anything, but you need to get specific with your goals. And it's hard to, you know, kind of quantify those goals sometimes out in front of you, but you really just need to sit down, write them down on paper. And they have this thing out there called SMART goals, and I think it's something like specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time oriented. And a lot of college classes use this stuff. And I think they're a good start, but I also think that you do need those kind of step-by-step. Make yourself a little list of, like, you know, 10 steps to reach your goal. And sometimes it may be more. Sometimes it may be 30, 40, 50 steps, depending on what your goal is. You know, if your goal is to get an A on your next test in college or high school, you need to set up your goal as, I will get an A on my next test in, let's say, history, by studying 2 hours a night for the next 3 weeks. But then you need to break that down and say, with those 3 hours of studying, I will reread one chapter a night, and I will work through the problems. And then make yourself a little checklist of chapter one, read and redone study questions, chapter two, and go through that. So that way, every day, you see that there and put it somewhere where you can see it. You know, I have a list of goals in my top drawer at my office desk. So every day when I get in the office, first thing I do is I sit down, I boot up my laptop, and while that's booting up, I open up that first desk drawer, grab a piece of gum, and I read those goals right there. So first thing in the morning, I read them right there, and they're right on top, and I have about five or six. Already crossed one off, and one was really simple. I wanted to refinance my car loan by April 30th of this past year, 2018. I just bought a car last August, my first car that I've owned by myself, no help with insurance or anything like that by my parents. But that was a big thing to buy that. And then when I got there, I underestimated how expensive the interest rate was going to be, how high the interest rate was going to be on my loan. And it was 5% because I was a first-time car buyer. And even if my parents had co-signed, it was still going to be 5%. So I was getting, kind of gouged with this interest expense. And I wanted to change it. So you have to wait 6 months to refinance your car. So I had that overall goal of April 30th, but then I also made a smaller list. I think it was around the end of March, because I knew I had about a month. And I said, okay, I'm going to research three different refinance options. I'm going to research the documents that I need. I will make a call to one of the three options that I've found by April 15th. I'll set up an appointment. And I just had very simple steps like that, and it really wasn't that hard when I broke it down like that. It was simple. You know, I might have spent half an hour one day researching those options, and the actual phone call that I made was no more than 5 minutes, and I ended up refinancing with my local bank, and I have a pretty decent interest rate now. Not amazing by any means, but for a first-time car buyer, somebody who's 24, I dropped it almost 2 percentage points. Which is pretty good. I'm saving about $50 a month now on my car payments, which, I mean, that's extra money in your pocket. And some of you may be out there saying, oh, well, you refinance, you still have to pay over 60 months, blah, blah, blah. But if we're just talking purely the amount of money that I'm having to spend month to month, I'm saving $50 a month. Yes, I'm still paying this loan. It starts over at 60 months rather than the, 54 that I had left on the other one. But if we're just talking purely month-to-month expenses, I'm saving $50 right there. And if you take in time value of money, that's a whole different thing. I'm not going to get into that. But that was a big thing for me, is to do that, because I was paying like $300+ a month for this car, and now I'm paying $270. So, I mean, that was a huge deal for me to do that. And so just making these lists of goals can really help you attain whatever it is that you want to be successful. And so I don't want to ramble on too much about this, but this is kind of how I'd like to run the podcast. I'd like to get it a little bit more structured in some sense, and nothing too crazy. But I'd love to start getting some guests on here. And like I said, we're probably going to be posting a podcast about once every 1 to 2 weeks, kind of depending on how the work schedule is and how this all goes. So I hope you all will give this a continue listening to us. And if you have any feedback, we are on Twitter again at Busy Season Pod. Again, that's at Busy Season Pod. Hopefully we'll be able to get this episode posted. We're going to try for several different spots, probably Spotify, Apple Podcasts to start off with, and then maybe some other websites. If there's other places that you all listen to podcasts that you'd like them posted, let me know, and I'll see what I can do with them. I'm fairly new to this whole podcasting thing, but I really appreciate you all for listening. And again, feel free to check us out on our Twitter. And until next time, thank you.